show, Nina.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, believe it or not, I was in the midst of prayer. I forgot the music was going. I was so into it. Anyway, welcome to Free Psychic Readings on a Wednesday afternoon. How about that? It's 6:01 on the West Coast and it's 9:01 on the East Coast. Thank you for joining me every Wednesday. Nina and Linus will be doing readings for 1 hour. One question per caller, please. We decided to add a second show during the week because we have such a high demand for readings. Don't forget daily readings from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, click on Psychic Readings. If you desire a more personal and intimate reading, go to the website and we will be more than glad to help you. Our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, never to be discussed with the client who is requesting. Thank you for joining and supporting our show. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. My co-host, Miss Nina, is in there, who's also the Essence of Success Radio Network manager. We've got three lines open, so call in. We've got people on the line now, too, but we've got three open. So let me bring in my co-host, Miss Nina. Good afternoon, young lady.
Well, it's evening here, so good evening, everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know I'm acting like it's 3 o'clock. Good evening.
I hope you had a wonderful day. I know I'm going to be doing a dance tomorrow because the kids go back to school. Woohoo!
I know that's right. Well, do you have any birthdays this week for or anniversaries?
No, any. Mine's in 3 weeks, so everybody can send presents.
Oh, that, well, yes. We'll just say pre happy birthday to Nina. She
I
is
just
so
want presents.
Cute. You don't want presents?
No, I want presents.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. That is too funny. Oh, God. Okay. Well, let's see. I have a happy birthday to my daughter, Chabonet. And I just want to read something real quick that I wrote to her for her birthday. Happy birthday, Chabonet. Of course I love you. You're my daughter. But it's a whole lot more than that. I love the lifetime of memories you've given me, those little girl moments that only you could have created. I marvel at the journey you've taken for yourself, both the highs and the lows that made your spirit stronger and your heart wiser. I admire the person you have become, independent and capable, a woman who inspires others. Most of all, I simply love you because you give me so many one-of-a-kind reasons to be grateful that you're my daughter. So happy birthday, baby girl, and I hope that you had a good birthday. Okay, let me see. What do I need to announce, Nina, before we go on? Oh, Friday traffic jams is at 5 o'clock on Friday. here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And Saturday is prayers at 1 o'clock from 1 to 1:30. If you want to request a prayer, either go into the Essence of Success .com and leave a message, or either you can go on Nina's page and leave a message, and we'll definitely put you on the prayer list and your cause. Or if you would like to call in and pray with us, you are more than welcome, believe me. Okay, and let's see. I think in September we might start back every ninth caller, where we give a free reading for 1 hour. Nina and I are going to talk about it, and we might bring that back for the fall for September, October, November, and December. Okay, let me see what else, Nina. Oh, the horoscopes will be up this weekend for September. Ha-ha. And don't forget, we just had new moon is tomorrow. How about that, y'all? The new moon is tomorrow. We are in Mercury retrograde. It started yesterday on the 30th. It ends September 22nd. It's in the sign of Virgo. So, you know, it's either a new beginning or a closure. And to really look at things, you know, like twice talk once. But anyway, yeah, we're in Mercury retrograde. So, you know, for 3 weeks it can be kind of hairy. So don't buy any big ticket item. Watch your computers, your vehicles, communications, okay? All right. Anything else, Nina? Did I miss anything? Oh, the full moon is the 22nd. Whoa. Now, isn't that interesting? Mercury retrograde started the day before the new moon, and it ends on the full moon. And I believe we've got an eclipse coming up this weekend. Don't we, Nina? I think.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it, so I'm not sure. But I do have an...
Okay, go ahead.
You could,
sure.
You could make it for me, what we were discussing this afternoon. Do you remember? I am going to be bringing back Passage to Empowerment.
Oh, yes, talk about that. On Tuesday, yes, you and Holly, speak about that. Yes, ma'am.
It will be somewhere around mid-September, probably the, what day does that fall on? Whatever it falls on, a Tuesday in mid-September, we will be doing our first show with, Miss Holly will be my co-host, and we will have Wolf Paranormal on as our guest that first show. They proved to be very popular when I did Passage to Empowerment before. So we are going to bring them back, and Holly, as you know, is the big chief for Wolf Paranormal. So we can pick her brain, pick my brain, whatever. It's going to be just like a free format. We're going to have Wolf Paranormal there, but we're going to have kind of an open format where people can ask us questions about me because I look after kids, Holly because she does animal training and has Wolf Paranormal. Or we can completely go off topic. Whatever anybody wants to talk about, just pop in.
All right. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm excited.
We are, too. We're really looking forward to this. And it's just going to be a very positive show because that's empowering.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I think we're ready to begin now, Miss Nina. You ready? I love
it. I'm ready.
Okay. Our first caller is area code 469. Welcome to the show. This is Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lashandra.
Rashonda?
Lashandra with the L.
Or Sandra. Sandra. Okay. I just want to make sure I write your name down perfectly. Rashonda. Oh, I was right. Okay.
No, it's Lashandra.
Spell it, honey. I'm not going to. I done wrote it three times. Uh-huh.
L-A-S-H-O-N-D-R-A. Lashandra.
Oh, that's pretty. Girl, I was so far off from writing that. Now I understand. Well, welcome, Lashandra. God bless. What can we answer for you today,
too.
Young lady?
I have a lot going on. I am trying to get a home within the next few months. And I've started the process with, you know, the credit and everything. So I'm just trying to see, when do you see me actually, like, getting the approval?
Okay, approval in October. You move into your house November 1st, or no later than November 5th. So you will get approval by October. It looks like maybe the beginning of October, but yeah. You know, I know it's time-consuming. Patience is a virtue. But I see you moving in. The first week of November, you're moving into your home, your house.
Okay.
Okay. So not only the paperwork, you know there's a time frame before you move in once you buy it.
Right.
It's not, you know, you don't buy it and like, okay, tomorrow I'm moving in, like an apartment.
Well, actually, no, actually I was thinking that I would be moving in like December, January.
No, it's going to happen faster than that.
Oh.
It's going to happen faster than that. You'll be moving in by November. So, you know, once you started this process, it's going through. And it's going to, it's not going to take long for you. You're really blessed about this. It's not going to take long. So you'll be moving in November. I hope that you're prepared by then to move. Because once all the paperwork is finished and done in October, they're going to hand you the keys and like, hey, move in. It's your home.
Okay.
Okay, I have
that's awesome.
LaShondra, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in April? The angels are happened to you in April, or is going to happen to you in April? They're just they
know.
Keep. You don't know. Okay, and then it must. Okay, then something must be coming up. I don't know whether it's good or bad. They just keep throwing April at me.
Okay. It's April. I have no idea.
Okay, then
April.
Okay. It's something positive, but something good is going to happen to you in April.
Okay.
Don't ask me what. You're not telling me.
Okay.
I'll just take it.
I'll be expecting something good to happen in April.
Lennis, are you picking up? What
bonus.
Bonus.
I see B-O-N-U-S. I don't know what that means, if it's bonus by job, bonus contest or what, but I get that word bonus when Nina got through talking. So, yeah, you are going to be
happy about it. The only thing I can think of is, like, I currently teach, and the school where I am, I love the school. I love the kids, the students. But, however, the teacher assistant, because I teach special ed, horrible. And then it's another teacher in the special ed department. He's a guy. He's horrible, and he always does things under the table that's illegal. And it's like we have a teacher assistant. I'm going to say the assistant principal, he's like – very weak, and I think that he should not have the position that he has because he does not know how to say no to people. And I just know that the assistant principal, he shouldn't be in that position as the assistant principal. And it's horrible because of that. So the only thing I can think of is just around the time when they start having, like, job fairs and, you know. So I was going to try my best to get at another school, in another district, actually.
You are.
Yeah, that's,
you're going
maybe
to
that's
a
what it.
Yeah, you are. You're going to another district. It's a definitely different
just,
environment.
I
but
not
I keep, they're
like
showing me safe.
All.
Well, they're showing me safe. But you are moving. They told me you're going to move to another district, but SAFE is in big, bold, capital letters.
Okay.
So it must mean that you'll have a peace of mind over there.
So is this teacher, the one that I'm referring to, are they going to keep him? Because he just does a lot of illegal things in the special ed. And eventually I just feel like it's going to catch up with him. But when they come down, they're going to come down on the entire special ed department at the school because of his mistakes.
No, they realize who's making the mistakes. So no worries.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't see him having a job for very much longer.
Good.
Yeah, it's horrible. And then one of the other teachers recorded him yelling at the babies today. These are special needs children. You have no business yelling at these children.
No.
You're supposed to, if you're in a position with special ed, well, teaching, period, but especially special ed, you have to understand. That's the reason why they're in there, because they don't understand, and you yelling at them does not solve anything.
No, it makes matters worse. I run my own daycare, and I have dealt with, well, the special ed kids come to me just automatically. I don't know why. God is sending them my way. You don't, yelling at them doesn't get you anywhere. It just makes them angry and makes
it irritates them. It frustrates them.
Yeah, for sure. And I've just learned, if you can talk in a quiet, calm voice to them, everything is cool.
Yeah. So he's already been dismissed by two districts. And when you're dismissed and you're not hireable, being that he wasn't hireable in the district couldn't give any information to our district as to why he wouldn't be hired anymore in their district. So our school just took a chance on him, and it was not a good idea.
Well, yeah, now you know why. So I would just document everything that you see, and just keep a running document on that. And eventually, it will work against him.
Okay.
You could also pray for him to move to another school, or pray him not to be a. Go
he
ahead.
Needs another career field.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that after I said that. Go ahead,
Nina.
He
needs to go to another occupation. He shouldn't be dealing with children.
No, period.
And I think he'd take medicine anyway for something.
Probably bipolar.
God, I picked that up too, Nina. You did too? As soon as she said medicine, I got bipolar. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he takes medicine for something, and
there you go. It's for bipolar.
Yep. Now you know it's for bipolar. Nina and I both picked it up. So no, he doesn't need to be around those children.
Mm-mm.
No, ma'am.
But my dear, we have to move on because we have other callers.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank
please,
you.
Please
let us know. Yeah.
I will, absolutely.
For sure.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, LaShondra, and you have a beautiful day. And thank you as a teacher for working with those children. So appreciate it. Okay, next caller, area code 860.
Hello.
You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amla.
Hi, Amla. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Terrific.
Excellent. So I have a question about somebody that I recently met, and I'm just wondering what you tap into energy-wise from this person.
Okay. What's the guy's name?
Can I just say the initials?
No.
No, we need just the first name. I don't want you to give their whole name. Just the first name.
Okay, Sam.
Okay, that's all we need. Sam is fine.
Okay.
Huh. My guy told me he's a door stopper. That means
what?
I'm not trying to be funny, did I? I'm asking the guides and the angels, and the first thing that I heard was door stopper.
I don't even know what that means.
No. That makes two of us.
That means you stop at the door.
What was that?
That means you stop them at the door.
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
I didn't
that must
see
be.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they just told me a door stopper. Yeah, he doesn't need. He's not the one for you. Let's just put it
okay.
like that. He's not the one for you. Yeah. Take it for what it's worth, but yeah, Sam's not the one. There's somebody
okay.
else coming, but it's not Sam.
Can you explain why?
They're telling me to tell you right now that you need to watch the red flags. Now, I don't know what that means, but they're telling me
okay.
she needs to watch
okay.
a red flag.
Okay.
You
no.
know what that...
Yeah, she knows.
You know what... Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Amala.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Be safe
Thank
out
you.
There. Okay, next caller is area code 630. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. How you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
I was calling because I was kind of curious as to kind of my past life and how that's playing into maybe my life lessons or whatnot, because I've kind of been a little wonky in the area of relationships and basically every area of my life at this point.
I can tell you about your past life. As you were speaking, there was something to do with your legs, and I see them twisted up, and your back, your lower back. If you're experiencing pain in this realm, this time while you're here in your lower back, it's from a past life, and you mm-hmm. never healed that or completed that. I'm just going to say chiropractor. Your legs being all twisted up in the past, if you've had problems with your legs or your knees, mm-hmm. I think you were in an accident of some sort. I see a buggy and some horses. So I think maybe it fell on you or something and how you got twisted up. But if you have problems with your legs, that's from a past life. And there was somebody from your past that you loved that you didn't complete that cycle. So you may do it now in this realm.
I
meet
feel like
that
I
person
have encountered a lot of that, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you asked about the past life. No,
oh, yeah,
no, no,
no.
You asked me about the past life, so it just
yeah.
it came up real fast.
Yeah. No, I definitely, I feel like I've had a lot of interesting relationships kind of come about that felt very past life-like.
You know what? I want you to pray and ask God to send a man that he's designed for you that matches your soul.
Yeah.
He's out there. Yeah. It looks like where you've been looking, I'm getting a headache on the right-hand side. So, you know, when we pray, we got to be specific, right? You can't just say, bring me a
yeah.
man, God. It might be anything.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, pray for the man that matches your soul, because then you two will match spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah.
Because souls know each other. And you'll know. You'll feel it off this man. You'll know there's something about him that he's the one. That's your husband, your boyfriend, your mate, your lover, your best friend. You'll know he is the one. Because your soul will tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it supposed to be?
And? I hear that, and. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that life is hard. That's too easy for people to say that cliche, life is hard or whatever. Life is what you make it, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
But you need to call in your angels to help you because you got angels right there, standing right there beside you. One is sitting, matter of fact, on the couch looking at you right now. So call in your angels to assist you and say, you know, angels, would you bring me the guy I'm, you know, I can enjoy some companionship right now or, you know, somebody that will be with me for a long-term relationship. And the angels will guide you. They'll help you with that. They will, you know, and you know, of course, pray and ask God. But your angels, they're there to work for you. That's what they do. They come to help us. So put them to work. Yeah,
right.
Put them to work and tell them, say, look, help me. You know, I have some issues physically. Heal me. Help me that I feel better. Bring the correct man or the man that's designed for me that matches my soul. You know, make me laugh. Make me be more positive. They'll do that. You just have a feeling that they'll do that for you. And they want to do it for you. Jeez.
Yeah.
That one that's sitting on the couch is laughing right now at you. Why? The angel is sitting on the couch is looking at you and laughing. I mean, it's good. It's positive, but it's like, I want to know why, and it's a female, why she's laughing. It's like, she's telling me. We've been telling her. We've been trying to talk to her. Okay. I got you. Okay, they're there.
Is it somebody? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it somebody new that's coming, or is it somebody I may know? Because I do feel very drawn to someone, more so than I have ever before, but it's nothing right now.
They said it could be somebody that you know. They're not saying it definitive, but they're just saying it could be someone that Jenna knows. But they're not showing me the guy, so I'm not seeing him, you know, to describe him to you right now. But they did say that. It could be somebody that you know. So you know what? It could be a new beginning. You know, maybe when you saw that guy last or whatever, it might have been a closure and, you know, he went his way and you went yours. And now he's back in your life and it's different. It's a new beginning.
Right.
Yeah. Look for your love life, romance to change after the 22nd. Hope you remember this because I see a couple of guys coming your way after the 22nd. In fact, it's the last week of September, and one guy you'll meet at the beginning of the week, whether it's Sunday or Monday, and the other guy you'll meet Saturday of that same week. Okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, Jenna. Now put them angels to work, girl.
I will. I'm ready for it.
Okay. Have
All
a
right.
wonderful
Thank you
weekend.
So much.
Thank you for calling. You're most welcome,
you
young lady. Okay. Next caller is area code 561. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lena. Nina and Lennis. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. How are you, young lady?
Good. I wanted to ask you. I want to see if we see about a new job coming up for me. I'm working part time now, and it's just not enough money.
Okay. Are you in the medical field?
No. Well, actually, I do some part time work for a counselor, but I work in the property management field too.
Oh, okay. Because medical came up real quick.
After December.
After December?
Yep.
Really? Wow. That's a long time away.
Well, no, they're telling me you're not working hard enough to find another job. That's why, if you continue at the pace you're at, after December.
I was going to wait until after retrograde. That's why you don't see me looking right now. I was going to wait till like the 22nd when Mercury went direct.
Okay. The angels want me to tell you, were you thinking about moving to an apartment complex or something? Because they're saying, they're telling me that you would manage, your assistant manage that property. Were you thinking about moving?
Oh, I do need a place to live, but I can't go until I find a better job.
Okay. Well, when you do, Lena, you'll be able to work there. You know, as a manager, assistant manager, I think assistant manager, yeah, in the office of the complex.
Mm-hmm.
So which means
mm-hmm.
that your rent will be cheap. Hello. You know, it means your rent will be cheap because you'll be working for the company that owns the complex. So just put that on the back burner. Now, first off, I saw in the medical field and administration. That's what I thought. I didn't see you, like, you know, working with patients or doing stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, but administrative work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
I'm doing
that.
So
that's what I said. Okay.
Okay. So, Wendy, so you think that won't come until December? That's a weird time to get a job, December. I mean, most people don't hire until January.
No, Lena, I said after December, and that's only keep at the pace you're going at now.
Okay.
Like I tell everyone, what we are telling you can be changed by you doing
mm-hmm.
something. All you have to do is something different, and you can change
right.
what we've presented. So you are still the master of all your choices. But
mm-hmm.
if you continue the way you are right now, it won't be until after December.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I better get going because I got to get out of there before the holidays.
Well,
there you go.
Then
you
I
change
advise,
your situation.
Yeah, get your butt in gear there, young lady, and get out there and apply. Apply in the next. Even if you apply now,
mm-hmm.
don't have an interview until after the 22nd. And
mm-hmm.
it's usually quite a long process anyway. So, you know what? Hit the streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Lena. Thank you for calling.
Right.
We wish you the very best, young lady.
Thank you.
Lena.
Yes. Yes.
My Saturday night.
Yes,
is
I was just
going to
say that. All right, Saturday night. You take Sunday morning. You take him Saturday night from me. Okay, let's go to 682. She's been waiting, or he has been waiting for a while. 682, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Thank you for your patience. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Patrice.
Hi, Patrice. I am doing just perfect. I really am. Very happy.
That's awesome.
It is.
I was wondering if I was going to find another job anytime soon. Right now, I've been in my job for 3 years, and I'm looking for something new.
Oh, yeah. I see you walking over the horizon. It's not going to be long. The caller just before said it's odd to have a job during the holidays. No, it's not, because you're blessed at any time, every second, every minute, every hour, every week, right, every day. So that doesn't – I don't look at stuff like that, because if you pray for it or ask for it and put it out there in the universe, so shall you receive it. So, Patrice, I see a horizon, and you're walking. I can see you stepping over that horizon so soon. If you have been applying or you're getting ready to apply, don't forget we're in Mercury retrograde, so wait till after 22nd. Or if you put it in, wait till, you know, don't do anything. Don't take a position until after 22nd. But your change is imminent. That's what I want to tell you. Soon as you make one step,
okay.
the next one will be you're working somewhere else. You're just that close. You are that close. So it's like the universe knows you've been wanting to go for quite a while, so once we get through Mercury retrograde, put those applications out, and before Christmas, you'll be working at another job. You can give those people 2 weeks
notice
and say, see ya.
Do you know what type of field it's in?
Didn't show me a field. Just show me there was a job coming up. What field are you interested in?
It is some type of office work or something like that. It doesn't matter. Like right now, I currently work for the post office, and I'm trying to get away from it.
So administrative work? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Administrative?
Yeah, something in that. Yeah, something in that type of field. It doesn't matter. I just don't want to do any type of warehouse stuff anymore.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you what the angels are telling me right now. They're saying there's a promotion there at the post office. Why aren't you applying to move up and get out of that department?
Well, actually, I'm not permanent yet. They're still waiting on some people to retire. So I'm just, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's just time for me to go.
Okay, well, they just told me there was a promotion there and you could move up and out of the department you're in right now. So I'm just passing it on. Passing it on.
Okay. Did it say when?
Well,
right away.
Yeah. You're right there. You're right there, Patrice. See if there's some job. Don't worry about somebody retiring. Because if the position
uh-huh.
is for you and they need you, you'll be in the position regardless, right? So don't worry about that they're
uh-huh.
retiring. You always claim. When you pray, you claim that that's my job, right? So
yes, and I always
me
do.
And Nina both are seeing it. You're right there. When you go into work tomorrow, go into the personnel office and get the job listing. And take it home with you and look at it and see. And then go back and apply. Because, of course, you know, it's a government job. Like Nina says, it's going to take a little while. But as soon as you do that, you can get a promotion and make more money and out of that department where you're at now. And it'll be quick. That's what I'm saying. The turnaround will not be long.
Okay.
You'll be in that new position by November. Thanksgiving
will
be a happy
like
time for you.
Is there anything my angels need to? Is there anything my angels need to say to me, or is there anything else that they're saying, as far as like my angels or whatnot?
Yeah, move it, move it, move it. We like to move it, move it, move it, move it. Yeah, they're right there with you. You know what?
Yeah, they
you're
are
like. If, go ahead, Nina.
They're telling me that you need to stop being so down on yourself.
Yeah.
Boost yourself because you are remarkable.
Okay.
You got to get rid of all those negative thoughts about yourself and promote yourself. Only you can do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Patrice, you know you're
all
a queen,
well,
don't
go
you?
Ahead and... Yes.
You know you're a queen.
All
right,
the
then. And you should.
That's
always.
Weird.
I tell
uh-huh.
women all the time, you're queens and the men are kings. Put your mind in that set. You're a queen. You want the very best for yourself. So, you know, if you felt like
okay.
where you were at, the peasants weren't doing their part, then the queen got to step
I don't
up
know. I just feel
and
like
step
I,
out.
I just feel like I served my purpose here already, and it was just time for me to leave, you know? So, I don't know.
Then make it for you to leave. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The angels right. are there, and we're telling you, you're right there, girlfriend. You're blessed.
Okay,
you'll get
alrighty.
A job sooner than
thanks.
Most people will, another position. So, yeah, go for it.
All righty. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We wish
uh-huh.
you the very best. Okay. Thank you for calling. All righty, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Wednesday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. And, hey, you guys, we got lines open. Call in. Call in, call in, call in. Or either go in the chat room. You can go in there, too. Nina does both, chat room and on the line with me. So, yeah, all the lines are open, so please call in. What do I want to say? I want to say when it's too bad we all live like around in cliches in society, and I don't particularly care for that because I believe if something is meant for you to have or to happen, it will, no matter what the circumstances are before you. Those doors were open, and I've said that to you guys. In fact, let me say that right now. Something something good is going to happen for me. Doors are opening everywhere. There you go. All right, everybody, even the callers that called in, the people in the chat room, something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Believe that and it shall be. Claim it. Okay, Miss Nina, what you got? How's the chat room?
Oh, the chat room's great. I've answered a few questions. Even while I'm talking, can you believe it, Lennis? I can
multitask. Yes, because you're that good. By the way, just to let everybody know that's listening and other psychics, yeah, we're the number one psychic show on the Essence of Success Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. Hello? That's right. You got the best when you get us. I'm not being arrogant or cocky. It's just the truth. Okay. By the way,
Anna
also, go ahead.
Anna wants us to tell her about the rest of her week.
Tomorrow's going to be quite interesting for her. That's all they're telling me. Said tomorrow, right away, is going to be quite interesting. Friday and Saturday will be kind of on the quiet side. Saturday, I see you and your daughter having a discussion. But still, Friday and Saturday be quiet. But tomorrow's interesting. Why? I don't know. They're not telling me. Friday, Saturday's quiet. Saturday, you'll be in a discussion with your daughter. Boop. There you go.
Then Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday, she'll guide herself through that after the weekend.
It'll be the weekend.
After the weekend, I should say. I'm sorry. Come Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday are the weekends. It's a long weekend, remember?
Oh, that's right. Are we on the air Sunday? No.
No.
Because it's a holiday weekend. Oh, my God. I forgot. You guys, I'm so sorry. Should announce that. That's right. It is a holiday weekend, so me and Nina won't be on the 4th. We'll be back on the 11th. But we will be here Wednesday. Now on the 7th we'll be here. So next Sunday we won't be on, but we will be on Wednesday on the 7th at 6. So, okay. Back to you, Nina.
Why?
I don't know. I was trying to fill up time. Gosh.
Hey, Gina in the chat room wants to know what is coming up for her for the rest of the week.
And who is this? Who does?
Gina.
Gina.
Yep.
G-I-N-A.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I see flowers and rose petals. Is she going to a wedding?
Well, I don't know. Are you going to a wedding, Gina?
Because I see flowers on the ground. Like, yeah, I see it. Yeah, here comes a bride. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to a wedding, but I see flowers and the rose petals on the ground. So they're telling me, you know, is she going, or not telling me, but asking, is she going to a wedding?
No, she's not.
This weekend. Okay.
No,
well, she will be shortly. Somebody's getting married that she knows, so shortly. Let's see, Gina, what else is going on? Oh, in a week's time, she'll hear about the wedding. Yeah, okay, thank you. Good positive vibes. Thursday, Friday. Saturday, don't drink too much. They're saying something about your stomach, but don't, they just said don't drink too much. You're going to be out partying or enjoying. So I'm just going to say restrict your liquor intake. Maybe drink more juices or something or water. It looks like it's going to mess with your stomach. Maybe you're going to get drunk and throw up. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, you're going to have a good weekend. The rest of the week is good. It's positive. Just on Saturday, Sunday, I don't see anything, or Monday. So it's all good, Gina. Just remember Saturday, watch your alcohol intake. Okay, anybody else?
Nope, nothing right now.
Oh, I do have an announcement. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I did a prayer book. Prayers, just, it's going to be a small book that ladies, you can just put in your purse and, like, you know, one of those days you need an uplift, you know, you can pull out this little book of prayers and read something just to feel better. And also for a man, it will fit in your pocket. So anyway, the book will be coming out at the end of September. It will be done. And it will be on the website to purchase it, or, you know, you can check with me on Facebook. But we'll announce it. I'll be announcing on all the shows, in fact, the end of September. So if you want to purchase it, and it's just $10, just a little book. All it's going to be is $10, so, you know, no big thing. I have a bigger book coming out, but that's not till later in the year. And that'll be probably Nina's show, Power, Passage to Empowerment, when that book comes out. So anyway, just to let you know that, let me
I just
see,
want
but, yeah.
to just mention that if you're calling in and you've got a blocked number, we are really quite leery about picking up on those numbers. So try to unblock your number. We're not going to let your numbers go out to anybody. That's not what we are all about. So if you could unblock your number when you call in, that would be greatly appreciated. Also, for any of the callers, don't hide things from us. Like, I picked up on two of you ladies tonight that were hiding things from us. Now, why you would do that, I don't know. But don't do it anymore, please. Don't change your name. You know who you are that changed your name on us. Don't hide things deliberately on us. I can see you forgetting something or whatever, but I picked up a couple of the ladies tonight. We're actually blocking us, Lennis.
I can believe that.
You know, if you're going to do that, you're not going to get
an accurate reading. You sure aren't.
Exactly. So, you know, it's your choice. You want to waste your time and block us and give us not totally correct information, then the information we're giving you is not going to be correct. So
no.
Your choice. We all have choices, and that's your choice. So don't expect your readings to be 100% accurate. Turned Saturday.
I know, but that's a good answer. That's really good. I'm glad you did. We got a reading. Destiny. Young lady in Memphis, Tennessee, in a relationship with a guy named Alvin. What can we say about these two? Her name is Destiny, and she's with Alvin, and is that the guy for her? Me, no. I think he's a user and an abuser. Go ahead, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up he's here for a good time, but not a long time, just like the song. Also picking up if she wants to just have a good time, yeah, go for it, but don't take him seriously.
Yeah. Okay. I think she was involved with him in something that wasn't all the way correct.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah. There's also another woman in the picture.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah. Very. Okay. Well, that was our reading on Miss Destiny. She needs to get the hell away from him. Anyway. Okay, well, I have nothing else. There's no new callers. I told you guys the lines were open if you wanted to call in. So what you want to do? You want to close it out early?
Yeah, let's close it out early. Reminder, no show on Sunday. So don't call in because we won't be here.
We'll be eating barbecue, potato salad, greens, cornbread, candy yams.
Well,
last holiday before Thanksgiving.
I'm barbecuing a turkey.
Ooh. You got to send me that recipe. I've never had barbecue turkey. Ooh, I bet that is good. Mm. Got my mouth watering thinking about that.
No recipe. You put the turkey on the barbecue and you cook it.
Oh, I thought you meant you. Oh, okay. The whole turkey.
No, that's all.
And you just put the sauce and everything on it and everything?
No, I don't put any sauce on it. We just put a little bit of seasoning salt and pepper on it and just let it cook. It is the moistest turkey you'll ever eat.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. Are you having that on the grill? Oh, you're smoking it?
No, we got it on the grill.
Wow. Okay,
well,
I just learned something new.
If the turkey's not too big, then we can put it on the spit. But if it is too big, then we light the one side of the barbecue and put the turkey on the other.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
see it when it's done. Yeah. I want to see
that. You can ask anybody that's ever been here how great that is.
Well, Nina, I know you're an excellent cook. Most definitely. You are an excellent cook. So, yeah, you're always spoiling people with your food.
Yeah. And I put the word out today that I needed some rhubarb. And my BFF Bo dropped a big bag of it off to me just at supper time tonight. So I'll be making some more strawberry rhubarb pie.
Ooh, and that's why they love you. You're such a great cook. I love it. Okay, folks, it's about 5 of, so we're going to call it a night. It's 6:52 on the West Coast and about 9:52 on the East Coast. We have enjoyed doing the show for you today and hope that you got something out of the show, either learn, put you on the right path, or understanding about yourself and your angels. Don't forget, everybody, you got angels. Use them. They're there to help you. Okay, and if no one's told you they love you today, me and Nina do. Hello.
Yes, we do. Have a great week, everyone. Remember, we're in retrograde, so be a little cautious, and we'll talk to you soon.
Amen. All right. Night, everybody.
Good night, love.
Good night, Nina.